Electrician for patient Fatima Ahmed, F-A-T like Tom, I-M-A, A-H-M-E-D, Fatima Ahmed. Date of accident is 9-12-2020. Date of service, January 18th, 2022. Date of birth, 5-17-1976. Who's representing in this? Ms. Fatima Ahmed is coming here for a new patient visit. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, head, upper and lower back, right knee, left leg pain, and the middle arm, right wrist, occasionally the left wrist, both knees. History of presenting illness. Ms. Fatima Ahmed alleges that she was completely normal before the accident that she was involved on 9-12-2020. In this accident, she was apparently a driver of a Blazer traveling, was stopped at a red light and was rear-ended at 30 to 40 miles an hour. And the accident occurred on 9-12-2020 at 7 to 8 p.m. Her daughter was traveling in the backseat, who is a 10-year-old and is okay. The accident was a hit-and-run accident, and she was traveling on Michigan Avenue at Outer Drive when she was stopped on the intersection at the red light, and she was rear-ended. The impact caused injury to the right knee, which hit into the dashboard, and head was back and forth hit into the headrest, and no chest, pelvic, or abdominal trauma was reported. The car was not completely total, no glasses broken, steering wheel was not broken. There was no loss of consciousness. And the police did arrive at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, the police report was filed. After the accident, patient was taken to Henry Ford Hospital in Brownstown, where she remained for 3 to 4 hours. CT scan was done. The patient has the following history of presenting illness. Patient suffering from headaches, according to her, and headaches are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant, and they are located to the front, back, and the right and left temple. Severe, constant, and they are sensitive to light and noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, nightmares, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. She denies any ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. She denies any incontinence or nausea, vomiting, or loss of vision field. In addition, patient reports that she has severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9, and occasional radiation of the pain to the right arm, which is off and on as a pain up to the elbow. And in addition, patient has pain in the both shoulders, and they are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, patient can elevate her arms up to 180 degrees of abduction. And she also suffers from pain in the right knee, which is 7. She had 2 injections that helped somehow. It helped a little bit. The lower back pain is also reported radiating to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, involving all the 5 toes, as well as in the front of the side of the leg laterally. These pains in the spine are continuous, and they are felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, sickening, hot burning, aching, heavy, tender, and fearful. In the pain intensity varies from 7 to 9. The ADLs are affected all the way to 10, according to her. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving. And pain is improved by medication. She's currently able to walk up to 10 minutes without pain, but sitting is worst because her leg is numb on the left side, and standing is also difficult. Patient has X-rays, MRIs, CT scan, EMG, and there is no associated blood or bowel incontinence. Regarding past treatment, since the injury on 9/12/2020, patient reports that she started seeing Dr. Iskander, who is a Metro Pain Clinic. Since the, for a whole 1 year, she has had several trigger injections to the neck and also injections to the knee, and she feels a bit better. So far, she never had any operations. She has seen a spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, 1 month ago, but no surgery has been done. She also saw Dr. Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L, who wanted a new MRI. And she has done physical therapy at MI Therapy Solutions for 1 year. And then she switched to Excellent Care for last 2 months. She also has been going to chiropractor, Dr. Fountain, at Flat Rock. In addition, patient has tried acupunctures, traction, tense unit, massage, alternate medications. She reports that she has some injection to the spine, but most likely it was a trigger point injection and not a epidural injection. She has had a IME done. She also has an EEG done. She has seen a neurologist, Dr. Delly, D-E-L-L-Y, and her sleep is affected quite a bit. In the system review, patient report that she suffered from the following: in endocrine disease, from thyroid disease, it's a hypothyroidism, and she takes 25 microgram of thyroid hormone. Neurological disorder, back and neck pain, injury, dizziness, fainting, headache, weakness of the arm and leg. In the psychiatry, anxiety, depression, musculoskeletal swelling, past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. And family history. Mother is deceased due to heart problems. Father is deceased due to heart problem. And siblings, brother, sister, twin sister has a thyroid problem. Relationship status. Patient is single, lives with her two children, two daughters. And the employment status is like this. She used to work as a biller for a physical therapy clinic for 7 years. But now she cannot work due to the spasm and numbness and tingling in the leg. She is on disability from the federal government. And she is unemployed currently. Legal history, patient has Anthony McFarn, Hakim Toma and Yardo, PC. And patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. Patient denies any. So patient reports the saddle anesthesia of the left leg, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, weakness and lightheadedness. In the ADLs, none of the ADLs are affected beyond 3. Physical examination, 44-year-old Turkish Arabic woman of average build, nutrition alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be an acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases, there is no severe anxiety, lethargy. She exhibits a good attitude and demeanor, and patient is able to walk without any cane and is independent without any adaptive device. The patient has neck brace, back brace, and tense unit already. And the vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 152 over 111. Heart rate is 64. Pulse ox is 99. respiratory rate is 17, temperature 97.7, and height is 5'6". The weight is 138. The rest of the physical examination is from the tablet, including neurological examination, musculature examination, all normal, gait normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is none is present in cervical thoracic lumbar spine, but right sacroiliac joint is found to be slightly tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none is present. No trigger points. Notice. Range of motion to cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 40. Thoracic, lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, and the Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test negative, distraction test is negative. I apologize. We have to change this. Sperling sign was positive bilaterally and Lerner test was positive bilaterally. And the distraction test was positive. Soto Hall test is negative while Hoffman sign is negative. I apologize. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. On the right, Gregor test is positive, CAM test is positive, Davinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint examination, right sacroiliac joint was found to be mildly tender. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative. The distraction test is negative. Faber test on the right is positive, Gonsalon test on the right is positive, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities. Examination of the extremities, except for the right knee. Rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, even including the shoulders, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusional laceration, or muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion of all the joints is normal. Motor power is normal. They're warm to touch, wet, well perfused. Could test negative, no leg length discrepancies noticed. And the shoulder examination is normal, and wrist examination is normal, no carpal tunnel syndrome noticed, and no phalanx and telangiectasis is noticed. In the right knee examination, it is discovered that there is a mild peripatellar tenderness, and no scars, erythema, or effusion is noticed, and on palpation, knee does not feel to be warm or cold, no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise is heard, flexion from extension is 135, collateral ligaments are intact, and the motor power is normal, is not present, anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive, McMurray standard negative, peculiar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis, general, V8 9.2 XXT, 110, R26.2, S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, G44.329, R51, R42. F41.1, F32.9, F43.20, nerves G60.9, M79.2, muscles M79.7, ligaments M54.0, lower extremities, right knee M25.561. So cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA, lumbar sacral spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Fatima Ahmed. Treatment plan is from the template, first paragraph, physical therapy. The patient has a extensive physical therapy, and hence no physical therapy is being ordered except for the sacroiliac joint for once a week only. Unless the therapist can provide a certification for further therapy, I will not continue the therapy anymore. Since I don't see it bringing any further relief. Medications, non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day to help with the anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Elevate 50 milligram at night to help with the sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain. Skeleton 800 milligram 3 times a day for help with the muscle relaxation and relieve the spasm. Melatonin 10 milligram at night to help with the sleep and relieve the pain. Furoscix 1 to 2 every 6 hour. PRN 75 tablets for the headache. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for help with the radiculopathy. Narcotic analgesic 6 years. Patient was provided 5 milligram narco 325 every 12 hour for 15 days, 30 tablets. Non-pharmacological modalities. Yes, home exercise plan. Yes, refer to psychiatry for anxiety, depression, PTSD. Fitness club. Yes, review of the available MRIs. The patient did bring some MRIs, the knee MRI, right knee MRI at Parkwood Imaging, and dated 10/12/2021. Reports ACL strain and a small joint effusion, for which patient was advised to connect with a orthopedic surgeon possibly, as well as some injections to the knee might help. She was advised to wear the knee brace and a ACE bandage. The MRI for the cervical spine shows a focal disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, and a bulging disc at C5-6. And the patient was advised to consider a epidural injection time 4 to 6 to bring relief. Since there is no radiculopathy, maybe that is all is needed. She has already seen a spine surgeon, and I'm not sure whether she is planning to have a disc replacement at this time or whatever. Further, I think on next few visits we'll have some idea. MRI of the lumbar spine shows no major pathology except there is a mild facet hypertrophy of L5-S1. And hence, she may not have any issues of the spine at this time. So, interventional pain procedure, only a right sacroiliac joint injection, and CESI is advised, an injection to the right knee intra-articular. Surgical option, patient is already seeing a spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, and she can be referred to orthopedic surgeon at her choice place. Refer to neuropsych evaluation if not being ordered. However, we are ordering an MRI of brain with neuroquant study. If found positive, further investigation will be carried out. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered to release investigations. MRI of the brain with neuroquant study is ordered, DME. The patient already has a supply of tense unit, neck brace, back brace. However, she has no knee brace which has been provided to her. Education is yes. Weight loss program is not warranted. Disability. The patient is is provided a disability in the work and housework and transportation. The follow visit, yes, in 10 days or 15 days, and then direct contact, yes. Thank you.